Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for staying with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're gonna agree with me when you hear what our next guest has to say. Our good friend Robert L. Dillon Schneider is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Bob's an old friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and CEO of the Dillon Schneider Group. He's the former president and chief executive officer of Hill and Knowlton, which is an outstanding public relations firm. He's the author of so many books. I hurt myself carrying them in here. He's written something under 30 books, which have sold something under a billion copies globally, and his new book is called Power and Influence: The Rules Have Changed. This may be his best one yet. I think it probably is. Bob Dillon Schneider, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it is absolutely thrilling to be on this program. You do such a fantastic job for so many people. It's just great to be on the show. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for those kind words. It's always a pleasure to have you here. You continue to amaze me, Bob, with your ability. I mean, I guess I ought to stop being amazed by now, but the outstanding things that you turn out, and this book, The New Empower and Influence, is a great example of your hard work and all the things that you know. There's one thing I want to read something to you here, folks. This is part of Bob's book that I like particularly. Bob says, I'm particularly struck by the works of one Zen master in the art of living. He says that the well-rounded professional makes little distinction between work and play, labor and leisure, the mind and the body, education and recreation, and love and religion. That person hardly knows which is which. This is an individual who simply pursues a personal vision of excellence in whatever he or she does, leaving others to decide if he or she is working or playing. And he goes on to say, to himself or herself, that person is always doing both. Bob, I love those words, but I think you just described most small business owners.
I think that's right. I think that once you're in the game and you're working, you're actually having a great time, and it's a lot of fun. And your life in business and your personal life, every element of what you do comes together, and that's what Zen is all about. That's why that quote's in the book.
Exactly, and it's well said. And I read that, and I said, you know, that's my peeps. You know, those are my small business owners out there, because so many times people think small business owners are not stopping and smelling the roses, when the truth is their life is rosy because they love what they do.
That's exactly right, and I want to just put in one statement for small business owners, especially those men and women who are over 40 years old. We're in a new age of technology, and you can actually achieve more and do better than younger people who think they have the control on technology than you think.
Well, there's no question about it, and the rules really have changed, and they have not only changed, they've changed for the better. For those upstarts like small business owners and those who want to be, they change for the better if you know how to take advantage of it. But they've changed for the scary, if not for the worst, for the previously established power brokers, haven't they?
I think the world has changed dramatically. There's a level playing field today. Those people who came out of the Ivy League, with all respect to those schools, those people with big money, with all respect to them, they're just like the rest of us now. Yep. We're in a globalized world. We're all in the same playing field, and if you understand that and can get power and influence, you can be as successful as they can be.
Tell us about those two words, power and influence.
Well, it's really very key. It's a power is, frankly, having the ability and the tools to get the job done. Influence is getting the job done and then making something happen. Both are critical to success. If you understand how to get power, and power comes today from both two things, one from technology and the other from content, and the older people have better content than younger people, If you understand how to get power and then understand how to apply power, you can have enormous influence in your job, in your business, in your community, in any way you want to operate.
Another area, Bob, that I think is very important to point out, and something that's really being developed very well in the 21st century, and that is the power of networks.
No question about it. The individual who sits in his tent and waits for it all to happen is not going to be one who really has power and influence. The person who understands how to network, how to make one relationship build on another, and by the way, the old Christian idea of reaching out to help here is important. That person is going to succeed.
Absolutely, no question about it. Bob, stand by. We'll take a quick break. Bob Dillon-Schneider, ladies and gentlemen, the name is Robert L. Dillon-Schneider. On the book, the new book, Power and Influence, The Rules Have Changed. Bob and I will be right back. It's 20 till. Here's Steely Dan to take us out. Stay with us.
I spent a lot of money and I spent a lot of time.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Robert L. Dillon-Schneider. That name is Dillen-Schneider. If you're Googling that or looking him up in Amazon, and this new book is called Power and Influence. It's in the top 10, right, at Amazon?
On Barnes & Noble. Barnes & Noble. In the top 10, yeah.
All right. I'm not the least bit surprised. You know, Bob, I think it's appropriate that you and I are talking about your book. We're launching your book for my audience, at least today. On this day in 1854, Henry David Thoreau published Walden for the first time.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
Well, I'm going to sit by a pond this afternoon and ponder that Zen quote we started with.
Yeah, and let me read something else here, folks. You've all heard this Thoreau quote. This is something that Bob has in his book, too. Most men lead lives of quiet desperation and go to the grave with the song still in them. And Bob makes this promise. He says, I promise you this book will guide you toward that special song in your heart. Now, and you go on to say, you go on to talk about personal happiness and professional power. Bob, is it possible to have both of those?
It certainly is. Everybody sits in their chair and says, I can do more with my life. And the only issue is, how do they do more with their lives? And power and influence is all about that. And once they start doing more with their lives, in whatever way it happens to be, their business, their community, their family, whatever, they're going to live a much better and more fulfilling life.
Is power and influence in the 21st century different? I know the way we acquire it is different in the 21st century than it was in the 20th century because it's more democratized. Power and influence, I think clearly, and your book talks about this, is more democratized in the 21st century. But is it going to be different? Is it going to manifest differently in the 21st century, or is it manifesting differently than it did in the 20th century?
It really is. First of all, the means for power have changed dramatically because of technology. I don't believe there's probably anybody listening to the show that doesn't have a cell phone. That's number one.
Right, that's right.
Number two is we're now in a global environment, and what happens today here in the United States is going to be noticed in Turkey and Africa and India and China and around the world. Number three, there's a level playing field. We're all the same today. There is no class structure where somebody's better than the other person. You can do what you want to do based on your understanding of technology and your ability to generate content for that technology.
Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. You know, one of the things that I say, and you have a section in your book called Accept, Adapt, Accelerate, or Atrophy. One of the things that I tell people is along those lines is, it's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
No, that's right. You've got to be willing to change constantly. And if you can't change, you are going to atrophy. But changing is a very difficult thing, especially as you get older. But if you can change, if you can suck it up and say, I want to do something more, that's the thing to do. In my own case, Jim, I've said to myself, I want to do one or two more big things in my life. And I'm going to do them. I'm going to figure out a way to do them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But are you having to look at those? Are you having to look at that quest?
Absolutely.
Differently than the way you did it when you in the 20th century.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's the effects of the Turkish election, the new president who's coming in 2009, the impact of the economy, globalization, technology, and everything from U-Space, YouTube rather, to Facebook, to Blackberries. Just imagine the speed with which things are taking place. They're saying mm-hmm. that knowledge is doubling every 2 years now in the United States. So if you start in high school today, by the time you're a senior, the knowledge you have will have doubled.
Extraordinary. See, this is why I think your book is good for all generations, but I especially think this is a book that baby boomers ought to be reading, especially baby boomer managers.
It's just right for those people because before technology came along, and before these rules were really established, they began to get pushed out, crowded out by younger people coming into the marketplace. Baby boomers can now come back with a vengeance. They can make more money than they ever made before. They can have more power and influence than they ever had before. They can run their own small business more effectively than they ever did before, just by understanding a few basic rules.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Bob, so many people I've seen so many managers I've seen who were in their 50s, let's say, and maybe very early 60s, literally became unemployed and unemployable because they did not embrace technology in the late 20th century.
That's right. But the game is here to be played again. And if you just understand some basics, and it's not tough, you can do better. And older people above 40, have been, frankly, better educated than younger people. So older people are able to generate better content, better arguments, better ways of thinking about persuasive ideas than younger people are. So if they get technology in their heads, and I'm not talking about a lot, and they have content, they're going to be very, very successful.
Is there going to be more conflict between the generations over the next 20 years than there have been over the last 20 years?
Well, there's no question about that, Jim, because younger people are trying to push older people out. Older people who want to be involved and want to make more money and want to stay involved are staying in the game. And, you know, it's illegal to retire somebody at 65 today. You can't do it.
Right, right.
So people are sticking around, and that's a good sign.
Well,
also,
I don't plan to retire. I plan to work as long as I can work.
I'll be right there with you, shoulder
to
shoulder.
There you go. Stand by. Robert L. Dillon Schneider, ladies and gentlemen. Bob and I will be right back. His new book is called Power and Influence, The Rules of Change, number in the top 10 at Barnes & Noble. It's a good book. If Bob did it, you know it's a good one. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Bob Dillon Schneider is our guest. Robert L. Dillon Schneider, the author of Power and Influence, The Rules Have Changed, available wherever books are sold, and I encourage you to check it out, folks. Bob, one of the things that you talk about in your book is, and I love the way you said this, you said, keep growing your network by shaving it. Tell us what you mean by that.
Never abandon your friends. Find a way to add new friends, and I mean friends, not just business associates, who have power and influence. And as you communicate with them, create one communication for everybody, but also create special communications for new people coming in. Why? Because they're a little bit anxious. They don't know whether they want to be your friend, but making them your friend will help you enormously and leverage everything you do in your business.
I learned something a while back that I've been doing for a long time now, and Bob, my audience may have heard me say this before. I don't remember if I've said it on the air before, but I want to give this to anybody listening. It's a very, very powerful thing that you can do, and it's really cool when you can do it to someone who has more power and influence to you. When you meet those people, when you have an opportunity to visit with them, any contact that you might have with them, ask them this question: what can I do to help you?
enormously effective.
That's a powerful question, and it really puts you, it elevates you more closer to their level of power and influence when you say that.
You've just made a wonderful statement about them.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic.
And I've had people to chuckle a little bit, you know, when I've said that, and I'd say, well, you know, the mouse helped the lion once.
And you know something, if you can then do something, some very small courtesy,
yeah,
the person gets overwhelmed, and they're your friend for life.
It's amazing how far that works. Bob, another thing you talk about in your book, you say to seize opportunity in every crisis. You've got to be able to, you know, if you're going to be successful in the 21st century, you've got to look at everything that comes at you as a potential opportunity, don't you?
That's right. And crisis actually is an opportunity. It's not a problem. And if you just sit back and think it through, and this is worth the whole half-hour discussion, you'll figure out a way to make crisis work for you, not against you.
Are we living the Chinese curse, Bob? May you live in this interesting times?
We sure are. And it's going to get even more interesting. And after the November election next year, we should all kind of sit down and hold on to the edge of our chair, because what's going to happen in the next 5-6 years, it's going to change the face of the nation and the world.
For good or for better?
I sure hope for better.
I know, don't you think that we're entering a very critical cycle and result over the next few years?
Tim, I think there are so many problems. The issue between Islamic people and the West, the issue between young people and old people, the immigration issue with Hispanics coming to the United States, the technology issue. There are so many issues out there.
Well, there's another issue out there, Bob. There are people who still don't understand that the marketplace, that wealth, is not a finite piece of pie.
That's for sure. That's correct.
And there are people who want to be the leaders of this nation and the leader of the world, leaders of the world, who still believe that if I have more, somebody else must be getting less.
That is right, and unfortunately, we need to have a society of giving back. That's something we need to do more in the years ahead.
No country contributes more to charity in dollars and per capita than the United States.
Yes, and I hope the new president will take a look at those people we give money to and whether or not they're willing to be responsive to us.
Mm-hmm. Are you concerned about, more concerned or more hopeful about the 21st century, Bob? Where are you?
I am very hopeful about it. I think we need a leader. I don't think we have identified a leader for the next term in the White House, but I think if we get the right leader, it's going to be fantastic.
But, you know, Bob, I'd like to add a plural to your word. I'd like to put an S on that word, leader.
Let's do it.
We need more leaders, don't we?
Let's all step up and be leaders. It's time to do it. Let's all come out of our caves and say we're going to play in the game and participate.
And we need to demand leadership out of our leaders, don't we?
That's for sure.
We can't just, you know, some of us, I'm not going to run for Senate, I'm not going to run for president, but I need to demand leadership out of those people I vote for.
There's no question about it, and you need to show, I think, the leader that you're willing to get in line and do what you can to support them along the way.
The book is called Power and Influence, The Rules Have Changed, by Robert L. Dillenschneider. Folks, this, I don't know what else I can do to compel you to check this book out. It's outstanding, and it's, as Maria Bartiromo said, it could change your career, and it may even change your life. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Jim, thanks so much.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.